Bruchim HaBoim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the very last line. The Gemara continues its discussion of Shehiya, maintaining a pot on the fire that is placed on the fire, on the flame before Shabbos. Machlokis Rabbonin Chananya. Rabbonin says it needs Grufa or Ketuma, whereas Chananya says it can be left alone the way it is. So long as it is cook kemeichel ben drosso, you can leave it even without grufa and ketuma. Ask the Gemara now, what is the status of such bishul? Boi minei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. The question was asked from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Shochach kedeiro al gabe kiro uboshlo b'shabbis mahu. If a person forgot a pot on top of the stove without grufa and ketuma, and it cooked on Shabbos, what's the status of this pot? According to the Chachamim, we're talking about even if a pot was cooked and yet it wasn't grufa and ketuma, it was on an open flame. According to Chananya, if it wasn't yet cooked, kemeichel ben drosoi, what is the status of this pot? Says the Gemara, ishtik velo amarle velo midi. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was quiet and didn't answer. Lomacha, the next day, nofak dorash lehu. He went out and he made the following drasha, and he said, quoting a Mishnah, hamevashil b'shabbos, if a person cooks on Shabbos, he actively cooks on Shabbos, it depends, b'shoigeg yoichal, if he cooked inadvertently on Shabbos, then the food is mutter to be eaten. B'meizid, however, if he cooked intentionally, then it's also lo yoichal. Veloishno, and Rabbi Chiya bar Abba added the words veloishno, and he left it to our interpretation. What does it mean, loishno? Over here, when a person left a pot of shehiya and to maintain on the fire before Shabbos, is it loishno that it means bein b'shoigeg bein b'meizid it is mutter, or shloishno bein b'meizid bein b'shoigeg it is aser? Says the Gemara, it's a machlokes. My veloishno, what's the kavano? What's the intention that Rabbi Chiya bar Abba had when he said loishno? Rabba Rav Yosef da Amri Trovaihu lehetero. Both Rabba and Rav Yosef learned that he meant to say it's mutter bein b'shoyim mezid if you left the pot to be maintained on the flame before Shabbos. Mevashil hi deko'ovid maise b'mezid lo yoichal. When it comes to cooking actively on Shabbos, he did it so b'mezid, then he cannot eat. Aval haid lo ka'ovid maise b'mezid nami yoichal. But over here, when he just left the pot before Shabbos to be maintained on the flame, then he could eat it. Bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak omar li isura. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak argues and says that his intention was to say bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid if he left a pot to be maintained on the flame before Shabbos, it's osir. As follows, mevashel hu deloish osi liirume b'shoigeg yoichal. When it comes to cooking, somebody who actively cooked on Shabbos, therefore he did so, and he did it b'shoigeg, therefore he'll then be able to eat. Because a person doesn't cook on Shabbos and make it as if he didn't cook. He doesn't do ha'arama, as if to say that he didn't cook when he actually cooks on Shabbos. He wouldn't do that, because cooking on Shabbos is a melacha deraisa. So therefore, he did so b'shogeg, he eats. Aval hai da'osi li'irume b'shogeg nami lo yoichal. But over here, in the case where he left a pot before Shabbos on a flame, there it's an iser shi'ya midirabonon. A person might make a ha'arama, and thereby say, as if to say that he did not do so purposely. There we say, b'shogeg, he cannot eat. That's the opinion of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. So again, the two opinions of Rav Yosef and Rabba both say that bein b'shogeg bein mezid, it is mutter to eat. Whereas Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says it is osur. Ask the Gemara, meisve, from the following braiso. Shochach kedeira al gabe kiro, of a person who forgot a pot on the stove before Shabbos, ubishlo b'Shabbos, and it cooked on Shabbos, b'shoigeg yoichal, b'mezid lo yoichal. Here we see a distinction. If it's b'shoigeg, he can eat. b'mezid, he cannot eat. The guys are going to ask from this part of the brisa that according to both opinions, this is going to be a kasha. Because here it says, without this, it makes a distinction. Whereas the opinions above said that it's if it's according to one, it's always mutter. According to the other one, it's always osir. Ba'med varmur, the brisa goes on to continue to say, we're talking about over here by water that was heated up not entirely, and also tavshil that was not cooked entirely. But if it was indeed water that was heated up entirely, or a tavshil that was cooked entirely, then bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid yoichal, div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir maintains that's going to be then mutter, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, if indeed it's fully cooked. Rabbi Yehuda oimer chamin shehuchmo kol tzarkon mutarin, mipnei shemetzamik v'raloi. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, that when it comes to hot water that's fully cooked before Shabbos, it's metzamik v'raloi, because that water, that when it's heated up further, so it becomes edim, it becomes then that which is loses its water, becomes diminished as the result of the heat. Whereas when it comes to a tafshil that is fully cooked, it becomes improved as it continues to cook. And anything that is going to be improved when it continues to cook, kagon, for example, kruv, cabbage, upulim, or beans, ubosar toruf, or minced meat, osir is going to be prohibited. Says the Gemara, after the Braisa is quoted, then ketoni miha, tashil shelo bishul kol tzarkoi. It says in the case of tashil shelo bishul kol tzarkoi, it says over here, only b'shoigeg isn't going to be mutter, but b'mezid is going to be osir. And that doesn't shtim, that's not going to be good according to either opinion that we said before. According to Rabban and Rav Yosef, it's going to be mutter. According to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, it's going to be osir. Bishlamo l'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok l'or kasha. That's very well, according to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, it's not going to be a kasha. Even though he said, Bein b'shogim b'mezid is osir. Because kan koidam gezeiro, kan la'achar gezeiro. Before the gezeira, then it's mutter b'shogeg. After the gezeira, then it became osir. The Gemara is going to explain what is the gezeira shortly. El l'rav l'rav Yosef da amrit leheteira. But according to Rab and Rav Yosef, that says bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid is mutter. Ikoidem gezeira kasher mezid. Before the gezeira, it's kasher mezid because they said it's mutter and the Braisa says osir. If it's after the gezeira, then why is shoigeg going to be mutter? The gezeira says that it's osir. Kasha, the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, which indicates really like the opinion of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. My gezeirosa. Ask the Gemara, what is this gezeira that we just referred to? Domar Rav Yehuda bar Shmuel, Amrav Abbe, Amrav Kahan, Amrav. B'tchilo hayu oimrim. In the beginning, they would say Hamavshil b'Shabbes b'Shogeg yoichal b'mezid lo yoichal. Somebody who cooks on Shabbos, so if he does so b'Shogeg, then he can eat that food. If he does so b'mezid, then he cannot. V'hu adin l'shoicheach, and so is true when it comes to somebody who left a pot on a flame before Shabbos. However, misherabu mashin b'mezid va'omrim shechechim onu. But when a lot of people began to say that they forgot, when indeed they intended to leave the pot on the flame before Shabbos, then chazu v'kontu ala shochei. Then they went and they made a gezer even on somebody who left it b'shoigeg, that they said that it's also to eat such food. So the Gemara now goes back and asks kashya d'Rabbi Meir ad Rabbi Meir. This Rabbi Meir that we quoted on our Amud just earlier, in this Braisa before, says that when it comes to a Tavshil or Chamin, Bein Tavshil or Chamin, if it's fully cooked, Bein B'shoigeg Bein M'mezid Yoichad, according to Rabbi Meir. Yet Rabbi Meir on the Daf before, on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, he says only Chamin, but not Tavshil. So Gemara asks, Kashi Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Meir? Again, here he says both Tavshil and Chamin, but above he said only Chamin. Kashid Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yehuda. Over here in our Braisa, on our Amud, Rabbi Yehuda says that Chamin Shehukh Mekol Tzarkon is Mutter because it's Mistamik Viraloi. But if it's something that's Tavshil, he says, since it's Mistamik Vitoivloi, Vyafeloi, it's Osir. Yet Rabbi Yehuda said on the previous Daf Lamazayin Amid Aleph that if it's Chamin or Tavshil, then it's going to be mutter, even if it's going to be fully cooked, and mitzamek v'yofaloi. Says the Gemara, to answer up the stira. The Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Meir lokasho, the stira, according to Rabbi Meir, on Rabbi Meir is not difficult, because ho lechatchila ha di avad. Because that which Rabbi Meir says in front of us, above, when he said his din, that you can only maintain Shia with Chamin, that he's talking about Lechatchila, before it was done. But over here, in our Braisa, on the Aflam Ches Amud Aleph, on our Amud, here he says that after it was already left, so then he's talking about, then B'di'eved, then the Tavshil also can be eaten. And the reconciliation of Rabbi Yehuda is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Nami Lokash is not difficult. Kan Begrufa, Vikituma, kam b'sheina grufa kituma. The Mishnah above, the Brisa above, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, where he says both Chamin and Tavshil can be maintained, that's talking about when there was grufa and kituma. But over here, when he says not, it's talking about when there was no grufa and kituma. Ask the Gemara, Iboi Luhu, the following question, Ovar v'shoha mai, if a person inadvertently placed the pot on the flame, and did she hear? What's the din? What is the status of this food? Now, this is a strange question, considering that we've been discussing this question until now, above. So are those who explain that the kavanah of the question is, if he took a pot that was fully cooked, and he placed it intentionally on the flame before Shabbos, so it's mistamek v'yafaloi, then on Shabbos before it gets significantly improved, he takes it off. Do we say that there's a knas on him putting it on the flame before Shabbos or not? Says the Gemara, Mikansu Rabbanon Oiloi. The Rabbanon knas him, even though his intention was that it should be improved when he placed it on and it did not become improved? Oiloi, or we say we give him a knas nonetheless, because he put it on before Shabbos intentionally, even though it was not improved. So do we knas him or not knas him? Says the Gemara, Toshma, let's bring the following proof, come in here. Do Amar Shmuel Bar Nasin Amar Rabbi Chanino. Kishaholach Rabbi Yosi Litzipori. Motzo Chamin Shenishtahu Al Gabei Kira V'loi Oso Lehen. He found hot water that was already fully heated up that was left before Shabbos on a kira without gufa and ketuma, and they weren't aser that because of mitzamik v'raloi. Beitzim mitzumokois, he had shriveled types of eggs, shenishtahu al gabe kira v'aser lehen, that they left on a flame, on a stove, and they asered those beitzim. My love la'osei Shabbos, aren't we talking about a situation when he took it off the flame and they asked him to eat on Shabbos itself. In other words, they did knas him because he put it on before Shabbos. Says Gemara, lo, you have no proof because l'Shabbos habo, the knas was for after, meaning for the subsequent Shabbos, that they prohibited from doing the same thing for the next Shabbos. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara then makes a diuk and makes the following question, Michlal, the Beitzim Mitzumakos. The Gemara just asks in general, does that mean to say that Beitzim are shriveled and indeed they become Mitzumakos v'yofelehaninhu? They become improved and they continue to be cooked. The Gemara says, in, yes. And it proves from the following Maisi, the Omar of Chama Bar Chanino. Pa machas nisarachdi ani v'rebi. One time I was in a certain place as I was a guest together with Rebbe, l'mokoim echod, in the same place with him, ve'heviu lefaneinu beitzim mitzumokos ki'izrodin, and he brought us eggs that were shriveled like small pears. Ve'ochalnu mehen harben, we ate many of them. So it means to say that they became even better and more improved as they were cooked, even though, and we ate many of them. So you see over here that indeed, when one takes these type of shriveled eggs and continues to cook them, it's considered to be mitstamek v'yofel loy.